beginning that was a better freedom. 6. I slaves and people pleasers. Slaves, obey your human masters in everything. Don't work only while being watched in order to please men, but work wholeheartedly, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically as something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord. You serve the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for whatever wrong he has done, and there is no favoritism. Masters, supply your slaves with what is right and fair, since you know that you too have a master in heaven. Colossians 3:22-4:1. Poet, believer, and former slave Lunsford Lane described his experience attending a white Episcopalian church where the kind-hearted minister concluded each sermon by reminding the slaves, quote, "It is the will of heaven from all eternity that we be slaves and our masters be our owners," unquote. Lane concluded that eventually most of us left him. For like some of the faint-hearted disciples in early times, we said, "This is a hard saying. Who can accept it?" I often heard select portions of the scriptures read, and on the Sabbath there was one sermon preached expressly for the colored people, which it was generally my privilege to hear. I became familiar with the text, "Servants, be obedient to your masters," not with "eye service as men pleasers. He that knoweth his master's will and doeth it not, he shall be beaten with many stripes." They form the basis of the public instructions to us. The first commandment impressed upon our minds was to obey your masters, and the second was likened to it, namely, to do as much work when they or the overseers were not watching us as when they were. 2 parallel passages, one from Colossians and the other from Ephesians, provide a precious window into the world of the first century Christian slave. We will focus on the passage from Colossians, since it is directly connected with Philemon, who was part of a house church in Colossae. It is interesting to imagine the owner of the runaway slave, Philemon, sitting with his congregation, hearing these words about slaves addressed to him, as well as his entire community of faith. These two passages are referred to as the household codes, for in them Paul offers advice to every member of the house, to fathers, mothers, children, and finally, to slaves. In his advice to slaves, Paul uses two fascinating